Dripping. Getting waves, standing up fast. She only ate it like twice. It was sick. After surfing, I took her on a hike to my favorite beach. She and Rachel just cruised on the beach with my dog Hannah while I surfed. Hannah was just rambling all over the beach. And she met a lot of people because everyone knew who Hannah was, so she got to meet a lot of our friends. Then we made dinner together and just chatted about anything and everything. It was really fun. I think she's just great, and I adore her. January 3rd, 2010. Anna Sophia got to come to church with us at Calvary Chapel, North Shore in Kilauea. It was really fun. She's a Christian as well, so it's cool that we can share that in common. Beyond all the movie stuff and whatever's going on, we can still just talk to each other about what we believe, and it makes us better friends. And I'm just so glad that she can be a good light and shine in the industry that she's working in. After church, I introduce her to Sarah Hill, who's one of my best friends, and she was always there for me since I was a younger girl, just to talk to and encourage me. It was kind of funny because Anna Sophia brought out her friend Rachel, who's kind of like a Sarah to Anna Sophia. And it was just fun for us all to get together and eat lunch and talk and share everything that we have in common and everything that we don't have in common. We talked about food, boys, activities, our faith, our families, books, and whatever popped into our minds. January 4th, 2010. Anna Sophia took some surfing lessons today from my coach, Russell Lewis, who is an amazing coach. He grew up in Australia, and he was one of the best surfers there in the prime of his youth. He's been coaching me since I was 8 or 9. Russell has this gift. He knows how to teach everyone from the pros to complete beginners. He did a great job with Anna Sophia. He taught her about the ocean, how it works, and how to be safe out there and feel comfortable. Then he got into some of the techniques, and by the second day, she was already catching waves on her own and kind of turning, which is really hard for a beginner. Surfing is one of those sports that's not easy to learn. It looks a lot easier than it is, but I think Anna Sophia is a natural. I'm proud of her. There was one pretty funny moment, though. Funny for me, scary for her. While she and Russell were practicing, the lifeguard started yelling at this guy to come in from the ocean. Turns out the guy was just doing something reckless and the guards called him out. But Anna Sophia and Russell didn't hear what the lifeguard said. They thought it was a shark sighting and freaked out. They paddled in as fast as they could to the beach, where I was laughing. We all ended up having a good laugh about it. Then she went back out to catch a few more. January 17th and 18th, 2010. My family and I flew to Oahu for a script reading. We've been waiting an eternity to see this script, and now it's just 2 weeks before production, and we're just getting a look. Are you kidding me? It's been frustrating, to say the least. We were all super nervous, wondering, is this script going to be good? Is it going to be real or really Hollywood? We met up with all the producers, directors, and writers and spent the full day listening to them read the script. We highlighted everything we didn't like and put a star by the things we did like. I have to say, I sure highlighted a lot of stuff. Things that just didn't sound like me or seemed a little hokey. There was some really kooky, funny stuff. But overall, we were all pretty happy with it. We went over it again and again, editing, suggesting, changing lines and scenes. Everyone was really receptive to our ideas, and I felt like it was really a team effort. I was surprised by how draining the day was, but mentally, you gotta stay focused. So much for glamour. This is what making a movie is really all about, collaborating to make it the best picture it can be. January 25th, 2010. Anna Sophia and I were walking up to the head office at Turtle Bay today. We bumped into this older guy, and Anna Sophia started chatting with him. He said, "Hi, Bethany," but he didn't tell me his name. Obviously, he knew who I was. Did the one arm give me away? And though he looked familiar, I couldn't put my finger on who he was. Well, he ended up being my dad in the movie, Dennis Quaid. And it was just kind of funny because I didn't recognize him. But he was super gracious and easy to talk to. We both got a laugh over it. I'm just so Hawaii, not Hollywood. I don't spend my time obsessing over famous people. I have to admit, today was the first day all this movie stuff felt real. I saw all the offices and the wardrobe room set up, and many of the actors arriving and prepping. There's a ton of script rewrites being made based on our suggestions. All kinds of stuff going on. That's when it really hit me and reality sunk in. Whoa, there's a movie being made about me and my family. December 15th, 2009. Tonight we had a barbecue with a bunch of the movie crew. I couldn't even begin to name all the people who were there. There were probably about 10 guys all here for some part of the movie. It feels like all the pieces of this puzzle are beginning to come together. I got to chat with the main producers and also the director, Sean McNamara, and he showed me some really cool stuff on his computer. He showed us how he'll make Anna Sophia look like she has one arm. It's really cool how they do it. Kind of like the effect in Forrest Gump when the actor has to play a soldier who has lost his legs. She wears a green sleeve on her left arm, kind of like a green screen, and above it she wears a prosthetic that looks like my stump. With some special digital effects, the arm disappears and the stump remains. It looks exactly like what my arm looks like. I can't wait to see how it looks in action in the movie. They also showed us drawings of the screenplay, the storyboard. The artist was really good at capturing the action. It seemed like it would take a long time to create this. Each little picture was drawn with great detail, and they were really pretty. Not just sketches or scribbles, but works of art. I remember when I was little, I did video morning news crew at Hanalei Elementary School, and our teacher, Miss Hermstad, made us draw play-by-play storyboards for our broadcast. Mine didn't look nearly as good as these, but I remember the process. It helps you map out the sequence of action and what the camera will be capturing, every angle and what the viewer will be seeing. Everyone was really nice. It was great meeting all those guys and just having them come out to meet our family on Kauai and seeing where we live. They did a lot of location scouting all over the island, trying to get an idea of the different locations where scenes in the movie took place in real life. They also watched me surf, which made me a little bit nervous because I was under pressure to perform. I didn't want to disappoint. The best part of the day, they got to see our glorious sunset on the beach. What I like to think of as God painting his storyboard on the sky. December 18th, 2009. So I talked to Anna Sophia for the first time yesterday. I wasn't really nervous for the call. I'm just not that kind of person to get nervous about those types of things. But then when I was talking to her, I did notice I was stuttering a little, and I couldn't think of what to say. Lot of long pauses. Okay, maybe I was a little uneasy. I didn't know if we had anything in common, but she was so sweet, and I really liked her instantly. I think she felt the same way. We just clicked. I think she's going to be a great girl for the role. She's really motivated to work hard, and she told me she's getting ready to start training physically. She told me she's going to start swimming a lot and working with a trainer who'll hopefully teach her a lot of balance work, so she'll be able to balance on the surfboard. She'll also work on leg and arm strengthening, so she'll be able to get up with one or two arms. It's not easy, and I know she has a long road ahead of her. She said she couldn't wait to come out here and meet me and my family to learn more about her role, who I am and who our family is as a whole. I can't wait to meet her in person and get to know her more. I told her she should come out to Hawaii sooner rather than later because I'm leaving for a surf contest in early January. Hopefully she'll make it out here in late December so we can catch up for a week before I leave. I think it's really important we have one-on-one time because once the movie starts, she's going to be so busy we won't really be able to hang out much. So it'd be great to get to know each other before it all goes down. Anna Sophia told me she was on her way to a sleepover with all her cousins. It's like an annual thing they do. We also talked about her school. She's in 10th grade, and she goes to public school in Colorado. She said it's a pretty small community-type town/area, the same as Hawaii or Kauai, so that was cool. We have something in common. She told me she's never surfed, but she snowboards, and she's pretty good at swimming. I think she'll be really confident in the water. I can't wait to show her how I live and get her out there surfing. January 2nd, 2010. Anna Sophia came out to Kauai to learn to surf and meet my family and me. The first time we met was a little awkward. Honestly, I was at first a little shocked. She's really cute, but she's also really tiny. Plus, she has no tan. It's hard for me to picture her playing me. But you can't judge a book by its cover, right? She might look small and sweet, but I do think she has a lot of inner strength. She came with her youth leader and friend, Rachel. It was just really fun having them out. I took her to learn how to surf where I learned to surf in Hanalei. And her very first time, she did really well. She was ripping, getting waves, standing up fast. She only ate it like twice. It was sick. After surfing, I took her on a hike to my favorite beach. She and Rachel just cruised on the beach with my dog Hannah while I surfed. Hannah was just rambling all over the beach. And she met a lot of people because everyone knew who Hannah was, so she got to meet a lot of our friends. Then we made dinner together and just chatted about anything and everything. It was really fun. I think she's just great, and I adore her. January 28th, 2010. Today we had Helen Hunt over for dinner. Helen's also a really well-known actress. She starred in a ton of movies and TV shows, and now she's playing my mom in the movie. She was super cool and easy to talk to, and I think she's going to be great as my mom. Anna Sophia came over too, and they got along really well, which I think is important so they can work well together. I was really hoping they'd click, because my mom and I are super close, and our relationship is so special and a key source of strength in my life. I made some pesto for dinner, my specialty, and they were loving it. It was just nice for my mom to get to know Helen and share some stories so Helen can get into the heart of her character. My mom is amazing. She has a unique outlook on life and is always encouraging me to be the best I can be at whatever I do. Another cool thing I found out was that Helen surfs. Kind of a surprise to me. I guess she's been surfing for a few years now. I haven't surfed with her yet, but I look forward to it. February 1st, 2010. So as I said before, my initial feelings about making the movie, stunned. Just like, really? A movie about me? It seemed like such a stretch, like this distant possibility. But now that it's real, it's actually happening. I'm starting to worry a little. Part of me is thinking, okay, my life's probably going to go crazy or crazier after the movie, so privacy won't really be a word in my life anymore, which is kind of stressful, but I'm going to have to deal with it. Again, I have to trust that God has a plan here, and He knows what He's doing. He knows what I can do. I see this movie as a good thing, a great thing for sure, but I guess all the great things also come with some sacrifice. Maybe I won't be able to just walk down a street anymore without being recognized. I asked Anna Sophia if that happens to her, and she said, sometimes. But it's part of her job, part of the price you pay. And I have to keep reminding myself why we're doing this movie. Not to become famous, but to spread God's message and my story, to inspire people to never give up faith. February 2nd, 2010. It's the opening day of shooting the movie. We're in Oahu, where they're going to be filming everything. We asked my really good friend, Pastor Mike Stengel, to come down and pray for the movie and start it off right. Just having everyone, there was like more than 100 people there, gather in a prayer was incredibly powerful. It was a really special day. I had a few of my friends visiting, hanging out with me, checking out the set. I felt like I had a lot of support. The first scene they shot was in a local grocery store. Anna Sophia, as me, goes in shopping with one arm. She struggles a lot, and as she drops groceries, people stare at her. The scene felt very real for me, like a slice out of my own life, because I've had moments in the grocery store where I get really frustrated, especially in the produce section when I'm trying to rip the bag off, open it, then put the apples in. I watched Anna Sophia do the same thing, and I could see the frustration in her face, and also the embarrassment as people watch her, pity her, whisper behind her back. It felt so real for me, and it's something I deal with all the time. People can't help but stare, I guess. With one arm, really blonde hair, and given how tall I am, I guess I kind of stand out. But I get really frustrated, and it gets annoying. I told this to Sean, our director, and he used a lot of my suggestions and emotions in the scene. I watched Anna Sophia in character drop the apples on the ground. I can see there are tears just about to well in her eyes, but she holds them back. She's stronger than that. So am I. February 3rd, 2010. The second day of shooting. Alana and Bethany go shopping and they bump into Melina, a fictional surf competitor, and kind of have a little catfight. In reality, I'm pretty good friends with all my competitors and stuff like that doesn't really happen, but I guess it adds more drama to the story. So, yeah. I kind of hope some of that scene gets edited out in post-production. I hate to come off catty. I went over to the Video Village, where they have a bunch of director's chairs set up for the producers, actors, and of course the director. You can sit there and watch the scene being filmed on little TVs. Well, guess what? They made a chair with my name on it. That was pretty exciting and cool for me. February 3rd, 2010. One scene in the movie that I was really skeptical about was the Alana photo shoot scene. And that's what we were shooting today. I just wanted to make sure that the character Alana is modest and it isn't a risque scene. I mean, I want her to be a good role model. I want to encourage girls to like themselves as they are and not feel like they have to be a certain way, like super skinny. The photo shoot scene is a made-up scene for the story. In the story, Bethany and Alana are supposed to do the shoot together, but since Bethany lost her arm, she can't do it. But Bethany knows Alana wants to do it, so she encourages her to do it anyway. My main concern was that Alana's character isn't wearing a really skimpy bikini. I mean, in the surfing world, people wear bikinis. I do too, and that's just how it is. But I was encouraging the filmmakers to choose a more modest one. And they did. The scene is still not my favorite. I just hope that it doesn't send the wrong message. February 9th, 2010. Today we shot the Thailand scene. They set up near an old rundown building and property the whole area of Thailand. They have live animals cruising around and Thai people. You would never know you were in Hawaii. I actually got to have a cameo. I was one of the other missionary kids in the youth group. So watch out for me when you see the movie. I'll be riding in the bus and carrying a box of soccer balls. It was really fun, but I actually had to wait all day long, so I was really over it. It was hot and sweaty out that day. But I'm glad I did it, and it should be funny to see myself alongside Carrie Underwood and Anna Sophia. The Thailand scene, I think, is one of the coolest scenes in the movie. It's just so different from the rest of the movie. February 13th, 2010. They shot the church scene today, and I went down to watch to see if there were any tips I could throw out there. At first, I was kind of frustrated when I first started watching the scene. For me, going to church is exciting. I'm happy to go, and I enjoy it. But all the extras and actors in the scene looked so somber and bored, like they were at a funeral. So I got up out of my seat and went over and reminded everyone that this is a church, and we're praising the God of all creation who loves us. I explained that church is a place to express my joy for God and my family's joy for God. They got it. In the next take, their faces were more lit up, and they actually looked like they were happy to be there. Now that's what church is about. Glad I could help out. February 25th, 2010. When it came to shooting the hospital scene, my mom and grandma came to watch with me. I think they were worried how it might make me feel. But honestly, for me, it isn't emotional to watch it being filmed. I can't really explain why, though. Maybe because there are the cameras and the crew and all these people standing around, running around, doing their jobs. It's not like sitting in the theater or real life at all. I felt kind of distant from it, and I was glad for that. February 26th, 2010. Throughout the filming of the movie, there was this side group documenting the movie called the EPK, Electronic Press Kit Crew. I did a couple of interviews with them, and I also got to host my own behind-the-scenes tour. That was pretty fun. Today I went down when they were shooting the Turtle Bay contest. I got to interview a bunch of my friends who were doing stunt surfing in the water. That was fun because they're like my real friends and interviewing them was kind of funny. I giggled when I was asking questions. Me being serious around my friends is a tough thing, but hopefully it turns out okay. March 4th, 2010. When I show up on set, pretty much the first place I go is to the specialty truck with all the snacks. Then I head to the second snack tent and get a green tea. I'm pretty at home on the set now. I just roam around saying hi to everyone. It's fun because it's like one big family. Everyone's just cruising around, doing what they gotta do. Both my brothers Noah and Tim are working on the set, and my sister-in-law Becky too. Tim is a production assistant, a PA in the camera department, and Noah and Becky are co-producers. When a movie's being made about you, you obviously want your friends, family, and community to be receptive and supportive of the project. For my family, it was very important, especially considering that we live on a small island and the surfing community is small. It was critical for us to have our real-life community as excited about the movie as possible. Plus, it helps make the story more true to life, and for me, it's a tribute to them for being a part of my life and story. And for most of us, it's cool to see how a movie's made. So I'm glad to be able to share that experience together. While filming the movie, my family and I had a lot of good friends who would come and be extras for the day. Some of my best friends flew over to be extras. Extras are the people in the scene who don't have any speaking lines. Having good family friends working on the movie, being extras in the movie, stunt surfers, etc., made the process really special for us. It was fun to see them all take part in it. We even had a really good friend, Sonia Balmoris Chung, star as the fictional character Melina in the movie. It was really cool to see Sonia in action. March 7th, 2010. I shot some more of the EPK today. Sean, the director, and I got to host a tour of the house set. I just adore Sean and love being around him. He's easy to talk with and a fun guy to be around. So it was fun, he and I just walking around, showing where Dennis drives over the bush, showing my dad's work shed, where he makes up the handle for my board, my bedroom, my kitchen. The set is at a house being rented as the Hamilton family house. It's not our real life home, whew, because my mom would freak. March 9th, 2010. I had to leave 3 weeks before they finished filming, which was kind of a bummer. Leaving the movie and all the actors and crew I'd become friends with was a little bittersweet. We had all become good friends and just had a special bond as they're now a major part of my life. But I just really want to continue my goals in surfing. So back to business and bye-bye Hollywood for now. March 10th, 2010. I'm headed to Australia, and today Hannah finally made her debut as an actor in the movie. Hannah's my dog, and she's playing the role as my late dog, Ginger. So I was kind of sad that I missed that. But I got to see a video of her, and she's so cute. I don't know if she's got that full natural talent, but she's beautiful, and I'm so glad that she got to be in the movie. March 19th, 2010. Today is the last day of filming. Though thousands of miles and an ocean away, I'm just thinking about it, and I really hope that they got everything they need. The movie now goes into the editing process back in Los Angeles, California. Though the filming is done, there's still a huge part of the filmmaking left. This is where the story really comes together. Scenes may change, reorganize, or even be removed. Music is added, sound effects, visual effects, and lots of other things I don't even know about. April 21st, 2010. Becky and I are on our way to Europe for a few surf competitions. We stopped over in California to visit the editing room and see the progress that's being made on Soul Surfer. They just have a few scenes cut together at this point. Sean, the director, met up with us and showed us a few scenes, which was really cool to see. And we had lunch on the Sony lot with a few of the executives overseeing the project. I wanted to make it very clear to them how important the movie is to me and my family, especially that the surfing is realistic and really impressive, and that my faith in God is apparent. Also, that the Hawaiian culture and lifestyle is captured and respected. They seem to hear my points, but we'll see. June 19th, 2010. I took a break from my surf trip in Tahiti and flew to California to watch an early cut of Soul Surfer. I was really nervous to see it. I wasn't sure that the movie could be all that I'd hoped it could be, so I said a little prayer. My mom and I met up with Sean and sat down in a private theater to watch it. As I watched it, I experienced many different emotions. I laughed, I cried, I got annoyed, I felt defeat, frustration, determination, victory. I loved the relationship that my dad and I share throughout the film. I loved seeing my dog Hannah star as my late dog Ginger. She's adorable. Also, Dennis and Helen did some of their own stunt surfing in the movie, and they were quite impressive. Anna Sophia was definitely the star of the film. She did great, and I am so grateful to have her play me. The emotions I felt on a more personal level were different. It's hard to truly share them all. I guess I have some pretty huge expectations. I want this movie to show the power and love that Jesus had and has for me, that same power that he has for anyone. The movie has a great story and is very entertaining, but above all, I wanted it to inspire people. I told Sean how I feel, and he gets it. It's just the first cut, and there's more work to do. The surfing was also discouraging for me. Surfing is the essence of my life, so it's obviously really important to have good surfing in the movie. From the first cut, I could tell the surfing needs work. There's not much surfing done by me. I'm hoping to improve that by going to Tahiti with the movie crew next month. I know as the Soul Surfer team continues to work every day, it will only get better. It's exciting to see the process of a movie being made. So many details, tons of planning, and a great deal of patience and perseverance. It's one mega family. I'm so grateful to my family and, of course, to the Soul Surfer team for all their hard work. Most of all, grateful to Jesus Christ. Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. July 26, 2010. I'm in Tahiti right now with a director and a few surf cinematographers. We came down with a small crew for 5 days hoping to get some really good, beautiful surf. We got a little nervous in the beginning because the forecast looked a little sketchy. Plus, there were passing squalls. But every day the conditions have cleaned up and we've gotten really good surf. Thank God. Our family had been praying and hoping for this. I hope you enjoy the surfing in the movie. October 12, 2010. On my way home from a surf competition in Portugal, I got a call from Sean that I needed to come over to California immediately to view the final cut of the picture before it gets locked. So he changed my flights and stopped over before going home. My dad, my brother Noah, and my manager Thayer all watched the movie and submitted a few notes and concerns we have. Overall, we all really liked how it came together and think it's going to be a very moving film. The producers/filmmakers seem to be open to making a few changes based on our notes. It's really awesome that they're allowing us to be involved and share our opinions. We obviously want to be able to take pride in the movie, and they recognize that. The main phases left now in the making of the movie are the sound, music, sound effects, and mixing, the visual effects, and the color correction. Music is really important to me. I want the movie to be filled with positive music with a good message. No bad lyrics or immoral themes. Hopefully my family will get to help them with that. Then I think the final product gets put back onto film and reproduced and sent to your local theater. It still has several months to go, but I'm really looking forward to seeing the final product. Chapter 18. Even a surfer can survive Hollywood. So now I can truly say there's a movie made about my life. It's been quite a ride, filled with ups and downs, pumps and stalls, maybe even a few wipeouts. But in the end, it's something I am incredibly proud of. One thing I was really impressed with and grateful for was how passionate and motivated the whole team was to make a good story and movie. They may not have always agreed or shared the same feelings or faith, but they allowed my family to tell our story in a way that was truthful and inspiring. It was a really fun experience, but often stressful as well, so I'm quite honestly glad that it's wrapped. That's movie talk for finished. It's such an amazing movie to see. I really hope audiences watch it not only with their eyes, but with their hearts. I thank God for the opportunity and for getting my family through it. I can't wait to see what impact Soul Surfer has on moviegoers who may not have read my book or heard of me. I'm excited to see people discover their faith, and I'm excited to spread God's message in such a big, bold, and beautiful way. Final thoughts. The most frustrating thing about making a movie. One thing that honestly was a bit annoying for me, because I don't have much patience, is that they seriously spend a half a day or more on just one scene. I was like, come on, let's just get this over with. I got bored a lot. I usually couldn't last more than 2 hours on the set. The most surprising thing about making a movie. One of the craziest things that I learned about shooting a movie is that it's shot totally out of order. Like in Soul Surfer, the first scene we shot was a one-arm scene with Ana Sofia. So obviously it's, like, way out of order. If we were actually following the way things happened, she wouldn't have lost her arm yet. Then right after that, they shot a scene that happens earlier in the movie. So that was kind of weird. But then when you see the movie all come together, it's seamless. That's the magic of movie making, I guess. Shooting a surfing scene. Pressure's on. Shooting the surfing scenes for the movie is quite challenging, mainly due to the fact that you have to be kind of on hold for the ocean. Sometimes the weather and waves just refuse to cooperate. We did a lot of standing around hoping the waves would get good for shooting, but once the waves were good, we had a good crew, so we girls just had to surf, which was fun, but then the pressure is on. Inside scoop on the actors. Honestly, I guess everyone who starred as my family is kind of how I expected them to be. Our family's really laid back. My brothers and I were born and raised in Kauai, so we're more kind of on cruise control. The actors are definitely different than us, but they all did a really good job acting, doing their job, becoming something they're not. So I was really blessed to have each and every one of those actors portray our family. Dennis Quaid as my dad. I think he's perfect for the part. He's really into golf, so he and my dad went golfing a few times throughout the film. Thanks to Soul Surfer, he got bitten by the surfing bug. He's pretty much out there every day. He even goes on his own now. I surfed with him a few times, and he's a natural. He's got that little surfer touch. He's pretty funny and quite the entertainer. At the occasional crew get-together, he would play a song on the piano or guitar. One important thing is that he really wants what our family wanted for the film, so he's really helpful in just figuring out what was true to the story and how my dad truly is. Having Helen Hunt be a part of the movie was such a blessing. She's such a great person and so talented. Getting to know her throughout the filming of the movie was really fun. She's a surfer. We got to go surfing together a few times, and she took my mom surfing. My mom hasn't surfed in years, so that was such a breakthrough. It just put the spark right back in my mom's eyes. It was something I haven't seen in a while. I am so thankful to Helen for getting my mom back in the water. Helen's an incredible actress. She's quiet, real down to earth. We have a lot of similarities. For example, we like to live healthy, so it's been cool getting to know her. She's kind of just the loving, comforting one in the movie, and she really just brought that motherly touch. Lorraine Nicholson is playing my good friend Alana Blanchard. Alana and Lorraine, seeing them hang out was pretty hilarious. They look a lot alike, especially after Lorraine gets ready to actually play her role. They're both pretty cruise and mellow. Lorraine and Ana Sofia also really connected, so they were able to portray that deep friendship that Alana and I have. Lorraine is really funny, and she has a hilarious, dramatic perspective on life. One day during filming, there was a tsunami threat for Hawaii that was generated from an earthquake in Chile. Shooting the movie was canceled for that day, and everyone fled to high ground. Lorraine has the funniest story from her experience that day, and she'll have you rolling on the floor while she's telling it. And finally, there's Ana Sofia. I really trusted her to be true to who I am, and she didn't disappoint. We're good friends now, and I feel really blessed to have her in my life. Ana Sofia Robb. Just the facts. Birth date, December 8th, 1993. Hails from Denver, Colorado. Starting out. Ana Sofia began her career on the local church stage at age 5 in front of 500 people. She studied acting at age 8, and at age 9, she and her mom drove to L.A., where after more than 40 auditions, she landed a Bratz doll commercial. Her big roles. In 2005, Ana Sofia was cast in the lead role of Opal opposite Jeff Daniels in Because of Winn-Dixie. She's also starred in An American Girl Holiday, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Bridge to Terabithia, and 2009's Race to Witch Mountain. Upcoming projects. She is currently working on Disney's Tinkerbell and the Mysterious Winter Woods. She is the voice of Periwinkle, the Winter Fairy. Ana Sofia co-stars with Mae Whitman, Kristen Chenoweth, Raven Simone, Lucy Liu, and America Ferrara. She also recently completed filming The Space Between with director Travis Fine, co-starring Melissa Leo. Playing Bethany, an interview with Ana Sofia Robb. Before this movie, had you ever surfed? No, I didn't know how to surf at all, which is pretty funny considering I'm playing Bethany Hamilton, one of the greatest surfers of all time, right? I went out to Zuma Beach in California and tried with my dad to surf. It was really fun, and 2 weeks before I went to Hawaii, I was doing 4 hours a day of training, trying to get my muscles ready for paddling. I had my work cut out for me. Did Bethany teach you a thing or two? We had 3 weeks of prep where I would just surf every day, and Bethany would always come out with me, show me how to get up on the board, wait for the right wave. I love it now. But for her, well, it's part of her. She doesn't have to think out there on the waves. I, on the other hand... Did you and Bethany bond? When we talked, we became close. Really good friends. It was a role that I wanted to play from the time I heard about it, so I idealized who I thought she was. I mean, what she went through, how she survived, her incredible strength, courage, belief in God. Then I got to know her as a person and as a friend. I wanted to be as truthful to what she would have thought. I felt like I was the bridge between Hollywood and what she wanted. We would talk a lot, and if I ever had a question, I tried to get her mentally down, so I could make the emotion as true to her as possible. I felt like it was an incredible honor to play her, and I knew she put her trust in me to do it right. What do you think of Bethany's faith? Bethany and I are both Christians, so that gives us a lot of common ground and belief. Faith is what Bethany is really about, trusting in the Lord and having that faith and that serenity that comes with her. Bethany's just chill. She never gets worked up. She knows someone has her back and there is a bigger picture. I'm kind of in awe. How is she as an athlete? She's a serious athlete. She has this mentality that I have never experienced before. She doesn't ever think, I'm going to go out and risk my life. She doesn't think about it like that because she loves it so much. But it's a hardcore competitive mentality. When she's in that competition mode and when she sees a wave, she doesn't ever go half-hearted. I focused on that determination when I was playing her. It's really primal and also spiritual. Do you think this role has changed you? Every role I do, I feel like it changes me in some way. But just to be able to have a relationship with Bethany and just seeing her faith shine through in everything she's done, It helps soothe me and help me not worry about the next job. That's something I will now carry with me always. What was it like getting to know the Hamilton family? They all wanted to be there, supporting us the whole way through. Helen and Sherry went out surfing a bunch of times. I have never been on a film where it's so connected with a real family. They'd come on set and we'd all be so excited. It gave it so much more meaning. I'd like to think I'm an honorary member of the family now. Sean McNamara, just the facts. Birthdate, May 9th, 1962. Nickname, Big Mac. Hails from Burbank, California. Career highlights. Writer, director, producer. He's worked on numerous feature films and TV shows, including Raise Your Voice, Race to Space, Even Stevens, That's So Raven, Beyond the Break, and with stars including Jessica Alba, Shia LaBeouf, Christy Carlson Romano, Hilary Duff, and Raven. Family man. Three beautiful boys, Mark, Dylan, and Seamus. Proud moment. Ran the LA Marathon and finished. Q&A with director Sean McNamara. How did you decide on Anna Sophia to play Bethany? When I first asked Bethany whom she wanted to play her, she said Anna Sophia Robb. She told me, go rent Bridge to Terabithia. So I did, and when I saw her on screen, I knew she was 100% right. How did you come to direct Soul Surfer? Our casting director came to me with the book. I'm a surfer, so I knew about Bethany and what had been reported in the media. The book sat on my shelf for a while. Then, when I read it, I saw there was incredible potential for a movie. But I also felt like there was something missing, namely the feeling that Bethany had struggled greatly with what had happened. It was really just brushing the surface of the emotions I knew were there. I knew that a movie would need to dig deeper. Unless you see her struggling and overcoming adversity, you don't understand or connect with her. So we met with her agent at the time, Roy Hofstetter, and he sold me. I told him we needed a script. They had one, but it wasn't ready to be a movie. What drew it to me was simply her story and her passion. So how did you begin working on the new script? I went and interviewed the Hamilton family for starters. I spent weeks interviewing each of them separately. I used the book for the facts as a guide. But it was the people, the conversations, that gave it more meaning. Talking to Bethany, I could get the crux of what she was feeling. And I also think she's older now, has had more time to cope with it. She realizes more now than she did when she was going through it. And it makes for a really powerful story. Did you have to fictionalize some of what happened to Bethany to make the movie more dramatic? I tried to stay very true to her story, but yes, we had to put some elements together. For example, we had a little Hawaiian girl who sees Bethany and points and says to her mom, "What happened to her arm?" That didn't happen, but similar things did. So I put all those things together into the mouth of the little girl. What was your first meeting with Bethany like? What were your first impressions of her? I met her in church. The service had already started, and she had gotten there late and sat next to me. She gave me a hug. Then we listened to a Christian minister go on for an hour. She seemed very shy, very nice, but it also struck me that she was no pushover. She made it pretty clear, this is how my movie's gonna be done, and I respected that. It was pretty immediate. I really liked her, and she liked me. She would sit very close to me when I interviewed people, and I sensed a nervousness of Hollywood, of getting it wrong. She was assertive about two things that were very important to her in making this film. It was all about Jesus, and we had to get the surfing right. So how did you work together? I assured Bethany I wasn't interested in making a surfing film. I was interested in making an inspirational movie with surfing as a backdrop. She stayed on the forefront, making sure that her Christian ideals made it into the movie and that the surfing was exciting. On this, she was a taskmaster. She even made us go to Tahiti in August to make the surfing look perfect and authentic with bigger, more powerful waves. She was right. They look so much better now. What was the hardest scene to shoot? I think there were two levels of hard. Technically difficult, and when I brought Anna Sophia to the set with her arm severed for the first time. I had to walk Bethany and her family on the beach and show them what it was going to look like. The stump was there, and the rest of Anna Sophia's arm was in a green sock, which we would digitally remove during editing. It was tense. Bethany's first reaction was to giggle, and then her dad saw it and got very serious. So I think in terms of dealing with a family, that was a tough scene. In terms of technical, the staging of the shark attack was very hard. It happened in 6 different locations, including Oahu, Tahiti, and the Turtle Bay Resort. So many different places. It was like a puzzle to put it all together, to make it look authentic. Shooting from helicopters and underwater, it was just a huge challenge. Why do you think Bethany is an inspiration to so many people? I think it's one of our greatest nightmares, the idea of being attacked by a shark. I know as a surfer since Jaws, it spooked me. Then you take a 13-year-old girl who was attacked. It's beyond tragic. Most people would stop surfing. She went the opposite way. Not only does she surf, but she excels at it. It's a morality tale for us. Life is going to give you ups and downs, but if you believe you can do it, nothing can stand in your way. Bethany's more than a survivor. She never allows anything or anyone to get in the way of her faith or her passion. She makes you believe anything is possible. Lorraine Broussard Nicholson. Just the facts. Birth date, April 16, 1990. Famous folks. Daughter of actor Jack Nicholson and actress Rebecca Broussard. Hails from Los Angeles, California. Her first role. Lorraine received her first film credit at the age of 13 in Something's Gotta Give, starring her dad, Diane Keaton, and Amanda Peet. It was a tiny walk-on part as a young girl in a market, but Lorraine was bitten by the acting bug. Other credits. In 2004, Lorraine appeared in The Princess Diaries 2, Royal Engagement, as Princess Lorraine, and played one of Adam Sandler and Kate Beckinsale's daughters in the 2006 movie Click. In 2007, she took her first leading role in the animated feature Fly Me to the Moon. The envelope, please. Lorraine was Miss Golden Globe at the 64th Annual Golden Globes, handing out awards to all the winners. Playing Alana. Q&A with Lorraine Nicholson. What drew you to this project? What about the story spoke to you? I remember when the news of Bethany's accident first hit the news circuit. I was eating breakfast before going off to school. My brother is terrified of sharks, so my mom tried to switch the channel, but I was entranced. Bethany was going to get back on the horse, as they say. Subconsciously, I think her story continued to inspire me ever since that moment over pancakes. When they asked me to join the project, I was elated. I felt that the movie would help spread her message of hope and resiliency, and I wanted to be a part of it. What was your first reaction to meeting Bethany? What surprised you about her? How would you describe her? First reaction, she's so tall. After getting to know her for about 13 seconds, I realized she was tough, too. Bethany's achievements are not simply a miracle. She works hard to achieve her goals. She expected the same out of everyone involved in the project, which is why we were all able to fulfill our greatest potentials. At the same time, she's the most open-minded, laid-back girl. Never for a moment does she judge anyone. Bethany pushes us all to be the best versions of ourselves. Describe your character, Alana. What motivates her? A lot of my character drew its inspiration from the real Alana herself. After meeting her, I learned that despite her laid-back exterior, she's really insightful and funny. Alana is a professional athlete. She has the drive to keep up with her fellow athletes. I wanted to incorporate this side of her as well as her more goofy, laid-back side. Alana and Bethany are lifelong friends. In the end, I wanted to make this aspect clear through my scenes with Anna Sophia. Did you get to know Bethany and the Hamilton family? Spend time with them? What did you learn from them? The Hamilton family was very involved with the movie and its process from start to finish. I spent a lot of time with them on set, sometimes goofing around, sometimes keeping it strictly business. On the day we shot the shark scene on the reef, it was very physically grueling. Caught in both the physical and emotional aspects, I dropped all my boundaries and cried hysterically throughout the scene. Little did I know, Mr. and Mrs. Hamilton were on shore listening to the scene taking place. When I got back to shore, they seemed to be very emotionally affected. Overall, however, they were concerned about me, as I too was feeling very emotional. I remember Sherry gave me the most glorious hug. It was a really fantastic moment for me because I felt that I did them proud. What do you find most inspiring about Soul Surfer? What is the message you hope moviegoers take away? For me, Bethany's resiliency transcends all denominations of faith. For each of us, we face moments in our lives, like Bethany, that challenge all we believe in. We can either transcend these obstacles or turn our back on our true selves. Bethany shows us just what human beings are capable of. She is an inspiration to me, and I am thrilled to be involved in her life and story. What's your favorite scene in the movie, and why? My favorite scene in the movie is definitely Bethany's Thanksgiving surf. She faces her fears, gets back on the board, and succeeds. Even shooting the scene, I got goosebumps. What did you personally learn in making this movie, i.e. how to serve, about faith, etc.? I learned so much while shooting Soul Surfer. First, I learned how to cook, as I was living by myself for the first time without a school cafeteria. I made many delicious meals for all of my movie friends. Second, I learned how to surf. This was huge. At first, I felt that my arms were gonna die, but eventually I was able to reach my goals, and now I have the pleasure of being able to surf whenever I want. It's always fun to learn new skills. Lastly, by meeting Bethany, I learned what a person is capable of with a lot of hard work and faith in oneself. We hope you've enjoyed Soul Surfer, an Oasis audio production under arrangement with Gallery Books, a division of Simon & Schuster. Text copyright 2011 by Bethany Hamilton. Production copyright 2011 by Oasis Audio, under arrangement with Gallery Books, a division of Simon & Schuster. Oasis Audio titles are available wherever audiobooks are sold, and on our website, oasisaudio.com.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.